The first thing I would do is the trade short S&P against gold on a ratio basis. More 1.5 times S&P to one unit of not just gold, gold, palladium, and stuff like that. As I said, what I call gold is not what you call gold. What I call gold has more silver, palladium, other intelligent metals that central banks don't own than gold, right? Because you know what's going to happen. They're going to dump their gold on us, for us, you see, when things will go quite bad. So the first trade is S&P versus gold with more short S&P. That's the first big trade. Second big trade I would do is express with out-of-the-money option a very small probability of making money, but boy, if you're right, boy, you'll never see a private plane, a public plane again if you get that right. It's hyperinflation, right? I no bet on inflation, hyperinflation, something that may explode if they print because of expectations, some out-of-the-money option. That's the second trade. I know I'm going to lose money on it, but boy, if I win, this will be big. The third trade is a no-brainer. Every single human being should have that trade. It's short treasury bill, bonds in the U.S., short the curve, yes.
Yeah, but out-of-money options on what?
I have about 18 different instruments. I build them as a cocktail that one would hyperventilate. Out-of-the-money calls on gold, because they're liquid, silver, way out of the money puts on treasury bonds, because that's the best way to get it, stuff like that. Okay. So I have bet on inflation or deficit, another one on hyperinflation, not bet on inflation. I don't care about inflation. Hyperinflation, small possibility. And of course, they're like, it's a standard, okay? You have cocktail of way out of the money in commodities, cocktail way out of the money in fixed income. And then a trade that I think that even you have, Ron, okay, that nobody should avoid having on is go short U.S. Treasury bonds. So long as you see the picture of Larry Summers in Davos, going to Davos, you got to keep staying short the Treasury bonds in the U.S. for another year. That's my rule, right? It means they don't know what's going on, right? So long as you see the picture of... You remind every time you see the picture of what's his name, Bernanke, and he still has that job, you got to make sure, run to make sure your position is, you know, active, that you are short, you benefit from rise in long-term rates in the U.S. Okay, so long as these two guys are in office, that's a trade. And then the other residual trades are, of course, the possibility of the breakup of Europe, small probability, but there are some instruments that help you with that. So.